This week on Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, local boys basketball teams come up just short in the conference playoffs. Hello, everyone. My name is Torrance Dunham, and welcome to a weekly podcast catching you up on the latest with Central Arizona sports teams. Part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 podcast network, the show features game previews and recaps, along with interviews with coaches and players and much more. The show starts this week with the Bradshaw Mountain boys basketball team, who had their title hopes dashed on Monday night in a 67-53 loss to Peoria in the Final Four of the 4A Conference playoffs. The number 3 seed Bears struggled in the opening 8 minutes of play against the number 2 seed Panthers, as Bradshaw Mountain didn't record their first basket until near the midway point of the opening quarter and ended the first frame down 18-5. While Bradshaw Mountain played better in the next three quarters, the Panthers continued to keep the Bears at an arm's length and didn't let the team from Prescott Valley cut the lead to single digits at any point during that time. What helped keep Peoria out in front with a comfortable lead for most of the game was the team's success shooting the ball from deep, as the Panthers connected on 13 of their 27 shots from beyond the arc. That's a 48% clip. Four of those baskets came right after halftime, as Peoria built a 27-point lead, their largest margin of the night. Here's Bradshaw Mountain head coach Kane Atkinson on the Peoria offense.
We knew that they're going to be very good, and we knew that they were going to be a really good offensive team, and we knew that they all could shoot, and they were quick, and, you know, that's what they did, and, you know, all the kudos goes to Peoria.
Bradshaw didn't help themselves on offense, as the team had the ball stolen 10 times and committed multiple traveling fouls. Atkinson said the cause of the mistakes wasn't something Peoria was responsible for. Here's more on that.
I don't feel like they were really playing any type of suffocating defense. I feel like it was our own mistakes. I feel like we're a little bit intimidated just by the, you know, the Final Four, the environment, but I don't feel like it was anything that Peoria did. I mean, we expected that and we prepared for it, and we just didn't execute.
It was the final time representing Bradshaw Mountain for five seniors on the team, including Amari Lawrence. Here's what he had to say about his time representing the red and black.
It's meant everything to me. I mean, just having somewhere to go after school and get stuff off my mind, playing the game, meeting all my friends through this sport. It was everything to me.
As for head coach Atkinson, in his first season leading Bradshaw Mountain boys basketball, the program went to its first Final Four in nearly three decades.
These kids really mean a lot to me. I'm very proud of them, and, you know, it's sad. You know, they got me through a lot, just like I hope I, you know, help them get through a lot. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of this team and the young men that they are, because that's more important as far as any basketball game. They're great young men. They're going to be very successful, and that's without playing basketball.
The team went 17-1 in the regular season and 11-1 in the region, taking home the 4A Grand Canyon crown. After a loss in the open state playoffs, the team beat Coconino and a thriller against Cactus to reach the Final Four. Atkinson hopes the loss will serve as motivation for the players who are returning next season.
Hopefully it just motivates us to put that time in the offseason and just understand that, you know, with hard work and you know, doing what's best for the team, and you know, I feel like we have proved to ourselves that we can play with the top teams in the state, and, you know, we look forward to, you know, an opportunity next year to try to come back to the Final Four and, you know, hopefully try to win it.
Peoria moves on to face number 8 seed Deer Valley in the 4A Conference Championship game on Thursday as they try to win their second title in 3 years. Up next, Prescott High School boys basketball head coach Travis Stedman joins the show to talk about the team's loss in the Elite Eight. But first, winter is here. Can your heater handle it? Yavapai Plumbing and Heating will keep your home warm and toasty all winter long. Go to ypeinc.com to schedule your service. That's ypeinc.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Talkin' Central Arizona Sports. Thanks for giving this podcast a listen. The number 4 seed Prescott High School Badgers boys basketball team had their playoff journey cut short last week in a loss to number 5 seed Mesquite at home in the Elite 8, 78-61. The Badgers came out flat in the opening quarter, falling behind 25-9, and it was a hole they just couldn't dig out of. 4 Badgers scored double digits, led by sophomore Uriah Tenet with 16 points. The Badgers went 16-2 overall in the regular season and 11-1 in the region, finishing in second place behind Bradshaw for the 4A Grand Canyon title. After a loss in the open state playoffs to Sunny Slope, Prescott High School beat South Point Catholic to advance to the Elite 8. Joining the show to continue talking Prescott High School boys basketball is head coach Travis Stedman. Travis, thanks for joining the show again. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for the invite.
Thank you. So, a tough loss to Mesquite last week in the Elite 8 of the conference playoffs. What were your thoughts on that one?
They came out and kind of punched us in the face to start with. And, you know, we didn't value the basketball very well and struggled a little bit in that first quarter and kind of dug a hole that we couldn't get ourselves out of. And, you know, when you're in the playoffs and you're playing a good basketball team, that's tough.
You know, snow got in the way of the game multiple times with it being postponed twice. Do you feel that affected the team at all with it kind of being up in the air at times on when that game would actually be played?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there were a couple of those days where our guys were ready to go play the game, but I don't think it made a major impact on us at all. It was we were practicing like normal. Everything was fine. It was just kind of, you know, spread out a little bit. So
you know, a few days have passed since the game. Have you had a chance to look back yet and kind of take in the season that it was?
You know, not really. Honestly, it usually takes me a couple weeks. I kind of, you know, try and decompress, and then right now we're kind of in the throes of figuring out what we're doing for the off season and working on our off season weight training program and what we're doing for the summer, and you know, we kind of get that stuff in line before spring break hits, and then about that time is the NCAA tournament. That's usually when I have some time to reflect and look back on things and, you know, honestly chill out a little bit. So.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, obviously you still got a lot of, you know, you still got a lot of, you know, like you mentioned, the end of the season stuff to go through, but, you know, really looking forward into the crystal ball here and just kind of picturing what next year will be. What are you excited for next year, especially considering how far this team went this year?
You know, let's be fair, we're going to return some pretty serious basketball players. And, you know, the product on the floor, I don't think is going to change a whole lot other than improvement. So, you know, we're still going to play at a style that's exciting and fun to watch. And, you know, we're returning 2 first team all conference kids, and one of which who is the offensive and overall player of the year. And, you know, it's we have an incoming junior class that was on the JV team and that is going to fill some holes for us. I mean, we lose 7 seniors, but, you know, we had 5 kids that were sophomores on the varsity team, 3 of which started. So, I mean, it's we'll just put it up there that the future is bright as long as we keep improving. And, you know, I'm always looking forward to it because these kids are really fun to coach. So.
Well, Travis, thanks for joining the show all season long and look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds great. I appreciate it.
It's time to whip around Central Arizona sports teams and get you caught up on previous results and what's to come this week. With winter sports now wrapped, spring sports are getting underway. The Bears baseball team over the weekend took 2 games in the Wayne Discombs Invitational, beating Liberty 10-4 and West Point 12-2. In the win over West Point, senior Elias Avila went 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. The team has road games against Saguaro on Wednesday and Paradise Honors on Friday. The Bradshaw Mountain softball team began their season Tuesday on the road against Estrella Foothills and has home games against Saguaro on Wednesday and Paradise Honors on Friday, both at 3:45 p.m. The boys tennis team beat Poston Butte 8-1 on Tuesday after participating in the Owl Team Invitational over the weekend and are now 1-0 as they play Independence on the road Thursday at 3:30 p.m. The girls tennis team also beat Poston Butte 5-4 and are 1-0 They host Independence on Thursday at 3:30 p.m. The boys and girls track and field teams compete in the small school invite at Chandler High School on Saturday. The boys volleyball team open the season against ALA West Foothills on Tuesday. They play Agua Fria on the road Thursday before competing in the 15th annual Coyote Invitational on Friday. Over to Prescott High School as the baseball team begins the season with road games against Arcadia at 6 p.m. on Wednesday and Seton Catholic Prep on Friday at 3:45 p.m. The softball team began the season Monday with a 1-0 loss to Paradise Honors. They play in the Faith Moore Memorial Tourney on Friday and Saturday. The boys' tennis team swept Cactus to begin the season on the road Tuesday, 9-0. They play Lee Williams on Thursday at 2 p.m., also on the road. The girls' tennis team also beat Cactus 9-0 on the road Tuesday and play Lee Williams on the road Thursday. The boys' volleyball team begins the season on the road against Estrella Foothills on Thursday before participating in the 15th annual Coyote Invitational on Friday. Moving on to Chino Valley as the baseball team gets their season started on Saturday against Blue Ridge at home. First pitch is 3:45 p.m. The softball team plays Winslow on the road to open the season on Thursday. The boys and girls track and field teams compete in the Banner Sports Medicine Invite on Friday. On to collegiate sports now as the Embry-Riddle Eagles women's basketball team, after a 67-58 win to open the CalPAC tournament, fell in the next round to Simpson 71-65. The team went 19-11 overall in the regular season and 14-6 in the conference. The baseball team had their two doubleheaders against La Sierra postponed. They play three against Antelope Valley at home on Friday and Saturday, with games starting at 2 p.m. on Friday and 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday. The team is 4-10 overall. The softball team lost both their games against Arizona Christian over the weekend 3-2 and 7-2. At 5-7 overall, they hit the road for a pair of doubleheaders against Antelope Valley this weekend. The Yavapai College softball team is struggling a bit, losing a doubleheader to South Mountain on Saturday and to number 3 Phoenix on Tuesday. At 1-10 overall, they have a doubleheader against Chandler Gilbert on the road Thursday. The baseball team lost both of their games in a doubleheader to South Mountain on Saturday, but swept a doubleheader against Eastern Arizona on Tuesday, 7-2 and 9-7. At 8-8 overall and 5-5 in the conference, they play Central Arizona in a doubleheader on the road Saturday. The Rough Riders men's basketball team ended the season with losses to Glendale, Arizona Western, and Phoenix. The team went 7-23 overall and 4-18 in the conference. The women's basketball team, meanwhile, ended the regular season with wins over Glendale and Phoenix, but a loss to Arizona Western. The team in the regular season went 11-17 overall and 8-14 in the conference. As I do every week, I'll end the show by giving my thoughts on some state sports. The day has finally come. Kevin Durant will make his debut as a Phoenix Sun on Wednesday night and begin one of the most important, if not the most important, stretches in Phoenix Suns basketball history. The team under new owner Matt Ishbia is putting all their chips in the center of the table, and we can't wait to see what this team can do with a lineup that includes Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and DeAndre Ayton. The key is health. All four of those guys have missed time this season with various injuries. If they can stay healthy, it's very possible, if not probable, the finals could be right back here in the Valley. We certainly missed it last season after being so close to a title in 2021. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. No show next week, but a wrap-up of boys basketball will be the focus of the next episode. Have a great week.